Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram. Jaya Radha Shama Sundar Lalita Vishaka, Radha Shama Sundar Lalita Vishaka. Jaya Gauranitai, Sri Sri Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Sri Sri Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad.
Srila Prabhupada ki Dani Dai Gaur Sitanath Premanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Gaurachandraya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nashta Prayeshwabhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Mukam Karotiva Chalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunya Vadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakata Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavancha श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे माय वॉइस इज टू लाउड साउंड सिस्टम इज फाइन Hare Krishna. It's a great privilege today to discuss this most transcendental topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. We'll be reading from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter number 29, verses 26, 27 and 28, of which the first two I'll be reading and then the 28th could be repeated. Seek the blessings of His Grace Panchagoda Prabhu, one of my service authorities and spiritual authority. Many, practically Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, many days I listen to his daily readings of Srimad Bhagavatam. And thank you very much for this opportunity to serve Sridham Vrindavan in some manner. So this is the verse number 26, the chapter entitled Krishna and the Gopis Meet. Asvargyam ayashasyam cha phalgu krishnam bhayavaham jugupsitam cha sarvatra hyupai aupayattam kulastriyaha. Translation purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Bhakta Vrindaki Jai. For a woman from a respectable family, petty, adulterous affairs are always condemned. They bar her from heaven, ruin her reputation, and bring her difficulty and fear. Verse 27. Shravanat darshanat dhyanan mai bhavo nukirtanat na tatha sannikarshena pratiyata tatograhan. Translation. Transcendental love for me arises by the devotional processes of hearing about me, seeing my deity form, meditating on me, and faithfully chanting my glories. The same result is not achieved by mere physical proximity. So please, go back to your homes. Purport. Lord Krishna is certainly presenting formidable arguments. I'll read from the 28th verse. You would kindly repeat after me. Sri Shukha Uvacha Iti Vipriyama Karnya Gopyo Govinda Bhashitam Vishanna Bhagna Sankalpas Chintama Purduratyayam Sri Shukavacha Iti Vipriyama Karnya Gopyo Govinda Bhashitam Vishanna Bhagna Sankalpas Chintama Purduratyayam Sri Shukavacha Iti Vipriyama Karnya Gopyo Govinda Bhashitam Vishanna Bhagna Sankalpas Chintam Apurduratyayam you very much. Word by word synonyms, translation purport by the disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Shuka Vacha. Shukadeva Goswami said, Iti thus, Vipriyam unpleasant, Akarnya hearing, Gopyaha the gopis, Govinda Bhashitam the words spoken by Govinda, Vishannaha becoming morose, Bhagna thwarted, Sankalpaha their strong desires, Chintam anxiety, Apoho they experienced, Duratyayam insurmountable. Translation, can you repeat after me? Shukadev Goswami said, hearing these unpleasant words spoken by Govinda, the gopis became morose. Their great hopes were frustrated and they felt insurmountable anxiety. Purport: the gopis did not know what to do. They considered falling at Krishna's feet and crying for his mercy, or perhaps remaining aloof and going back to their homes. But they could do neither of these things and so felt great anxiety. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So just one of the first contexts that came to my mind when I read the translation was the wonderful narrations of the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj and then more so Narada Muni. We all remember how Narada, the son of a Shudrani, originally Upabharana Gandharva, who was cursed to become Shudrani's son, eventually by the association of the Bhakti Vedantas, he partook of their remnants after due permission, and also hearing from them, by serving them with sincerity, especially because it is mentioned that he was a serious child. He was not into too much frolic and frivolity, and he was very serious about receiving knowledge. And he also, it is mentioned, was not so exposed to the rest of the world. He was not familiar with the rest of the world. He had not seen places. So, by the intervention of providence or supreme time, as Srila Prabhupada mentions, his mother got bitten by a serpent when she was about to milk the cow in the evening, late, practically night. And so she had to leave her body. But it is not mentioned that Narada Muni was too much into lamentation or anything. He was not into lamentation either ways. And so he set out towards the north. So it says how he went through various villages, towns, etc. And then when he felt mentally and physically fatigued, he bathed and also drank fresh water. Those were the days of unpolluted water. So he bathed in the lake and then he felt refreshed and then he sat down in meditation. So in many ways this corruption and pollution are indicative of our consciousness. Corruption inside causes corruption outside. Pollution inside causes pollution outside. So Narad Muni was pure and Krishna provided him pure resources, even to drink, to bathe, etc. And then with that pure consciousness he meditated on the Supreme Lord. And it is mentioned that he felt qualitatively one with the Supreme Lord. He practically couldn't see either himself or the Supreme Lord. And he was so much immersed in ecstasy. Roma ancha kampa ashrutaranga bhajo. Most of the ecstatic symptoms were visible in him. But then it's mentioned that all of a sudden, the form of the Supreme Lord disappeared. And so, with a jolt, he got back into external consciousness, and then he started searching for that Supreme Lord. And then he had a voice coming from the Supreme Lord himself, who said that in this birth you will not be able to have my darshan, you will not be able to behold me. So acharyas say two points. One, or the reasons Narada Muni was practically deprived of any further darshanas by the Supreme Lord. But two, the first one was that he wanted to increase the intensity of the desire that Narada Muni had for his darshana, for his audience, for his proximity. And the other one, it is mentioned that although it was not like Narada Muni was puffed up, but still to bring out his natural humility, that there is something missing in me, in my devotion, that I am not qualified quite to have darshan of the Supreme Lord, and therefore I shall work towards it in a more intense manner. Just like in the West, they have this, in the US, I think they have these two car companies which are rentals, Hertz and Avis. So Hertz, I think, is the world's number one. Or at that point of time, when I was in B school, that was like some 25 years back. So the ad line used to go for Avis, which was the number two. Hertz was number two, or Avis was number two, I don't recollect, whichever was it. So they said, we are number two, but we try harder. So we are number two, we try harder. In other words, a disqualification becomes a cause of us spurring our own performance. It's far better that sometimes Krishna deprives us of our belongings many times. When Krishna says that, when he's yasyaham anugranami harishes taddanam shanair, a devotee wants to advance in Krishna consciousness, but he has certain material misgivings. Prabhupada uses the word misgivings for anarthas. And he has some holdbacks, so to say, for his devotion service. So what does Krishna do? Krishna, out of his immense kindness, removes all his material attachments along with the material possessions as well. So Prabhupada used to quote this verse about himself. He himself, how he was externally attached as a householder and to his business, and how Krishna took it away. So in other words, let's bring it in context of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was asked by the Supreme Lord, as he asked Dhruv Maharaj as well, what benediction do you seek? So Dhruv Maharaj, of course, it's mentioned in Hari Bhakti Sudodhai. It's mentioned that he said, Swamin Kritartosmi Varam Nayachet. I'm completely satiated. I'm content. I do not want any benediction. But he later on says that, Bhaktir Muhupravahatam Twayme Prasango Bhoyorananda Mahatam Amalashayanam Enanja Sholpanam Urubhyasanam Bhavabdim Neshe Bhavat Gunakatam Ritapanamattaha. Please may I get the constant proximity and association of those wonderful devotees of the Supreme Lord, who are forever immersed and ecstatic in hearing his narrations or his pastimes. So Dhruv Maharaj was a, as they say, a smart cookie. He never directly told the Lord that, may I never not have your audience. He said, may I always have the audience and the proximity of your pure devotees who are immersed in Krishna Katha. Because Gayanti Yatra Mad Bhakta Tatra Trishnami Narada. Wherever there is Krishna's narrations, there is Krishna. At the same time, Bhaktishtu Bhakta Sangena Parijayate. Devotion comes from devotees. Srila Radhanath Swami Guru Maharaj says, it takes one to make one. So if you don't have devotion, you can't give devotion. So Narada itself means one who gives Narayana. So he gave Narayana to Dhruv Maharaj, he gave Narayana to Prahlad Maharaj also. And in this context of Dhruv Maharaj, he constantly craved for the association of Vaishnavas who are engrossed in Krishna Katha, so that could give him the association of the Supreme Lord. Remember, I think sometime in 2007, we had the disappearance festival here. We called it the 30 years of service and separation from Srila Prabhupada. And it was mentioned that year 1978 showed the largest spike in book distribution scores. Anyone knows why? Does anyone know why? Any philosophical speculation? Yeah, 78, because Prabhupada had just departed from the planet, and they knew, the devotees knew that Prabhupada will live forever in his books, and what is most pleasing to him is book distribution. So there was a huge spike in book distribution scores. Also because there was an intense feeling of separation from Srila Prabhupada. So the Supreme Lord, and here's the first take home for today. The Supreme Lord puts us constantly in a situation where we develop intense desire or craving or yearning for his association and proximity. That's what is happening in the case of the gopis. Ga vindate, or Govinda, one of the meanings of Govinda is one who plays with words, who's very good at playing with words. And it is mentioned here in this 20th verse that Govinda bhashitam. Bhashitam meaning it is the verbal expression, the explicit verbal expression of Govinda, who plays with words. Now the gopis are completely confused. I'm bringing you to a case in comparison. Let's compare Arjuna with the gopis. So Arjuna says, Prichami Tvam Dharma Sammutha Chetaha. So the word Kinkara means servant. One of the breakups is Kim Karoti, Kim Nakaroti, Iti Kinkara. One who is clear about what to do and what not to do is Kinkara. But here, Arjuna had no clue what to do. Dharma Sammutha Cheta. His dharma was as a Kshatriya to fight. Yet, here is this whole phalanx of the Kaurava army with all the relatives in front. So Prabhupada uses the names Arisudana and Madhusudana for as Arjuna is addressing Krishna with these words. Prabhupada indicates, as the Acharyas do, that you are Arisudana and Madhusudana. You are asking me to be Bhishma Sudana and Drona Sudana. These are not possible. Because you're not even supposed to, as they say, talk back to seniors. Leave alone, kill them. So this is, what kind of dharma is this? I'd rather bhaikshyam apiha. I'd rather go and beg. So, in Arjuna's case, it was far easier. What he wanted to do was not really dharma for a kshatriya. And also not what Krishna wanted. But here, in the case of the gopis came at a level that's far higher than their normal dharma. They abandoned their patni dharma for the paro dharma. Yatho bhakti radhokshaje, for taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. They've abandoned it and come, abandon all varieties and surrender unto varieties of religion and surrender unto me. So that's what they did. And Krishna says, Ma Shucha, do not fear. And suddenly he says, no, please go back to your husbands. That is your dharma. And this dharma is coming from the person who enunciates dharma. Dharmam to sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma comes from Krishna. And Krishna is telling them, please go back to your husbands. What kind of dilemma is this? In Arjuna's case, it was far easier. It was easier to choose because it was a higher dharma, and finally because he had natural love for Krishna, he chose what Krishna wanted to do. Karishye vachanam tava. But here the gopis cannot say Karishye vachanam tava. So it's mentioned that the gopis are stating, and Vishnu Chakrati Thakur mentions that the gopis are stating that you expect us to feign shyness. One of the qualities of a person at the level of bhava is mana shunyata, complete humility, natural humility. Not that, you know, I'm fallen, I'm Kida. It's nice to say, But one of my mentors, His Grace Madan Mohan Prabhu from Russia, he told me once this example of a devotee who used to say this, my kidahu, my patitu, my most fallen worm in stool and all that stuff. You know, the works, the typical designer humility statements that we are all trained to make sometimes. So, he said some of those. And so this other devotee said, okay, go and wash pots in Govinda's. So then he said, what do you mean wash pots in Govinda's? I said, well, we're just establishing the details. You said you're a worm. So the point is that this is natural humility, mana shunyata. And as I say, the meek shall inherit the earth. So here, the gopis are thinking, do we feign our shyness and stay here, catch hold of the lotus feet of Krishna, inanda tanuja kinkaram patitam maam vishame bhavambudav krapaya tavapada pankajas titadhuli sadrisham vichintaya. Does anyone know what level of bhakti this indicates? Samacharya say this is asakti. You're completely attached to the Lord. Ruchi is when you say na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitama jagadisha kame. Amajanmani janmaneshwari bhavatat bhakti rahetukvi. I have taste only for anything that is Krishna and Krishna related activities. The fourth canto says anything other than this is illusion. Anything except Krishna and work for Krishna is illusion. So this particular shloka of Shikshashtakam, ruchi would mean that I don't want any of these material things, not even mukti. And the next stage is that I'm so attached to you, I'm most in this most fallen condition, in this quagmire of materialism, this quicksand of materialism. What do? I have no other hope. I want to just clasp tightly your lotus feet. Krupaya tava pada pankajastita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. Kindly consider me an atom of the dust of your lotus feet. That is the mood of manashunyata, of the humility that is expressed by the gopis. Do we do that? And it's said that they are scratching the floor with their right toe, which is a bigger right toe. It's a standard indication of shyness by chaste women many times. It is indicated in Shastra. But practically they were wiping off layers of dust from the earth. It's almost as if, please let this earth split into two and let it swallow us, because we can't bear this separation. Srila Vishnu Chakrati Thakur says, just like the Chataka birds which crave for the moonshine, and Krishna has applied the poison of his flute, the tunes emanating from his flute, on these Chataki birds who are the gopis. What do they do? It's one of those things, and sorry for this usage, damned if you do and damned if you don't. There's no option. They stay back. One way of staying back would be to clasp his lotus feet tightly. Saying, we are most humble, we are most fallen. We have left everything and we have come to you. Please don't abandon us. This is the greatest dharma. We are naturally attached to you. Or they could just take a mood of sobriety and gravity and aloofness and then go back to their husbands. And here's what they say: swallow the vomit of their service. Serving their husbands, they equating it to swallowing the vomit of their service. It's one of the phrases Srila Prabhupada frequently uses, is vantasi. Vantasi is a renunciate who has fallen from his path and is gone back into the quagmire of materialism. So the gopis are thinking like this. That is why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to take their names. They are the foremost renunciates. Ramya kaschid upasana vrajavadu vargena yokalpita. They're the topmost. Because it's very nice to have left your home and hearth and then follow a life of detachment or renunciation. But you're coming from home, not really left. You've developed greater attachment. We've developed a higher taste.
విషయా వినివర్తంతే నిరాహారస్య దేహిన రసవర్జ్యం రసోప్యస్య పరం దృష్ట్వా నివర్తతే. ద డెవలప్డ్ హైయర్ టేస్ట్, దే కమ్ టు కృష్ణ హూస్ ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ రస. ది ఉపనిషత్ సే రసో వైసః రసగుఖ్యే వాయం లబ్ధ్వా నంది భవతి. హి ఇస్ ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ మెలోస్. హి ఇస్ రైట్ దేర్. యు డెవలప్ ద హైయర్ టేస్ట్ అండ్ హి సేస్ నో, గో బ్యాక్ టు వేర్ యు కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్. ఇట్స్ ఎ టఫ్ చాయిస్. And so there was externally they were very very simple people, internally they are the foremost devotees of the Lord. They didn't know what to do. Should we leave him and go back to where we came from, which is not the best place to be, or should we stay here and not get his association? So Srila Prabhupada mentions that the sincere practitioner should always try to serve the Supreme Lord sincerely rather than just crave for physical proximity. Not just the Supreme Lord but the spiritual master as well. Do we have any classic examples? Anyone remembers how it is more important to sincerely serve the spiritual master than crave for his proximity? Your village people who were told by Srila Prabhupada to stay in Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada is a classic example. He left Vrindavan to give Vrindavan and got Vrindavan. It is such a wonderful situation to be, to practice a mood of intense devotion in Sridham Vrindavan. And then he chose to serve the spiritual master's instruction. And he left Vrindavan so that there are even devotees who are answering this question who come from a place that Prabhupada visited. They're most fortunate that Prabhupada could preach to you. Yeah. But the fact is that it is unthinkable, the miracle that has happened here in ISKCON. The miracle that is ISKCON. And that's happened because someone valued the instructions of his spiritual master more than his physical proximity or the proximity to the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada would personally have met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada maybe a maximum of 6 or 7 times. But that was sufficient for him. So much so that when he used to visit Sridhar Mayapur, he would not even really spend too much time in the Samadhi temple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada. Because he said, my spiritual master is always with me. It's very clear. He's following instructions. Even Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, is dedicated to Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada. He lives forever in his instructions and his followers abide with him. Abide in him. So, one way of understanding the proximity of the Supreme Lord and the spiritual master is not one way, the best way is Vani Seva. Is to serve and follow the instructions. We just has Vrindavan temple concluded marathon for the year? The marathon is over or it'll go until 15th? It's over. Marathon's over. This marathon is one such situation. I don't have a specific reference to this where Srila Prabhupada having mentioned this, it sounded nice, so I'm quoting it. Please don't ask me for the reference. I hope it is there, but I heard it from a lecture and not the best way to quote it, but it sounds very good. Someone asked Srila Prabhupada about the value of book distribution. He said, keep on distributing books every day and one day you'll find out that the hand that takes the book is blue. Not bad, huh? Yeah, that's right. There is a concept of alankaras in Sanskrit. So, it's ornamental expressions. We can use that. This one is very good because it's possible. Srila Prabhupada has said that if we distribute books all our life, Gaur Nitya will personally take us back to Godhead. So, that confidence has to be there that the service to the spiritual master is more important than proximity to the spiritual master. Service to the Supreme Lord is more important than proximity to the spiritual, to the Supreme Lord. Because one of the symptoms of devotional service is moksha laghuta krit, which means I don't want samipya mukti, I don't want proximity to the Supreme Lord. Liberation which grants me proximity to the Supreme Lord. I don't want samipya mukti. I don't want salokya mukti. I don't want liberation that gives me residence in the same planet as the Supreme Lord. I don't want sarupya mukti. I don't want liberation that grants me a form that is similar to the Supreme Lord. I don't want sarshti mukti. I don't want opulence through the liberation similar to the Supreme Lord. What do I cherish instead? Mama janmani janmani shvare bhavatat bhakti rahaitukitvai. Birth after birth, I cherish merely the devotion service unto you. And the Shikshashtakam, verse number 7, is again the classic expression of this. Yugayitam nimeshena chakshusha pravrishayitam shunyayitam jagatsaram govinda virahename. The whole world seems empty, bereft of anything, because of your absence, O Govinda. Although the scriptures mention that sarvam vishnumayam jagat achindya kalve bhava nachas tarkena jujayet, it's very inconceivable. Supreme Lord is present everywhere. The Lord is present everywhere. There is sarvam vishnumayam jagat idam hi vishvam bhagavan ivetaraha. The Supreme Lord is non-different from this, his creation. All that is there. But the gopis are very clear. Bereft of your association, the whole world looks empty. There is even one narration that comes that the gopis were once meditating on the Supreme Brahman, and so I think it was Uddhava who asked them. It's probably there in one of the minor Puranas. He asked him, why are you doing this? What are you doing? We are meditating on the Supreme Brahman. So why are you meditating on the Supreme Brahman? You're established at such a high level of devotion. He said, we are doing this to forget Krishna. Again, I found that ornamental and very nice. And it's practical also, because they are the same people who blamed Lord Brahma for these eyelids. Because they can't, you know, too much. Although it is mentioned that it is a demigod called Nimi who controls the blinking of her eyelids. So they said this is just too much. So when they are situated at that platform of devotion, and then Krishna comes up with this, now take that, go home. It's going to hit you badly, right? So you say, I have surrendered my life to this movement. I have been serving here for the last 35 years, and you took away my position, you took away my seva. You didn't give me the chance to lead kirtan. You didn't allow me to give. You didn't allow me to give lecture. You didn't allow me to come inside that section. We just have to introspect. Srila Prabhupada said, one of the secrets of my success was because I was introspective. So we got to introspect that. What is holding us back? What's really holding us back? Krishna. They consider themselves so humble that it is not possible that it is because of our qualification that Krishna is sending us back. That you are so qualified that you should just be happy with your piety, go back. They just thought it's bad karma. Like one of the things we are told is that if adversity happens in our life, it's nice to say it is tatyena gambam susamiksha mano, it is because of Krishna's mercy. But a simple rule for sadhakas is to believe that my karma is so miserable because of which I am suffering. It's not like I am so important that Krishna will intervene in my life personally. And here is the gopis, that's what they are doing. What do we do? This is dharma sammudha. And both are parodharma. Savai pumsam parodharma yadho bhaktira adhokshaje. Both are for adhokshaja. One is Adhokshaja's personal proximity, the vicinity of his association, and whatever wonderful association, whatever form that association may manifest as, whatever varieties of association that they may receive from him. And as opposed to that, the higher principle of Vani Seva, following Krishna and going back to the husbands. So how does one choose? Arjuna, when he felt the separation from Krishna, it's mentioned in first canto, he remembered all those wonderful instances when Krishna had personally intervened in their lives, personally, in his form. And he felt somewhat relieved, but he wasn't completely pacified. When did he get completely pacified? When he meditated on the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita. So it is technically proved that Krishna's instructions are even higher than Krishna's personal association. So does this mean the gopis go back? Let's see what happens. Watch this space for more. Srila Prabhupada ki? Questions, comments? Yes, Prabhu. I'm a poor urban boy. I may not be able to answer your question.
Sometimes in religion they go for confession, you know, like I'm so sinful, and they get blessings of the Lord for that confession. And simply by seeing the deity or chanting or hearing the holy name, one is freed of more sins than he can commit. It practically liberates, he's free to go back. Then you hear of someone chanting 24, 36, 60, 428 rounds and reading all day long. So is it by the individual effort of our austerity and our grinding our nose into devotional service that we're making advancement, or is it by Krishna, or Krishna sees something inside the heart? What's actually going on there?
Oh, Vaishnava Thakur, why dost thou test me thus? Okay, let me try and answer you. For drawing from the inspiration that I have received from you, let me try to answer this question. Srila Prabhupada mentioned once that it's mentioned that somebody is there on the Jagannath Rath, Ratha Rudo Gashchan, somebody sees the Supreme Lord on the Ratha, has darshan of him, all his sins are eradicated, even beyond what he can dream of committing. Prabhupada confirms that it is not that you just by seeing it will go, you will have to go back and practice also. You have to practice Krishna consciousness, then it will happen. So that's the one point. Now the other context is that tapasyeva param jyoti bhagavanta madhokshajam. It's mentioned in Bhagavatam that austerity is required to please the Supreme Lord. It is mentioned. It is also mentioned that koshtu kare Krishna mile na koshtu na kare Krishna mile. Krishna na mile. Koshtu na kare Krishna mile na koshtu kare Krishna mile. So if you do a little bit, like it's mentioned about that fruit vendor, she gave a few fruits to Krishna and there was wonderful reciprocation. Yeya thamam prapatyande tams tataiva bhajamyaham. All of them, as they surrender unto me, I reciprocate, I reveal myself accordingly. Now does this mean that somebody who chants 128 rounds is attracting Krishna's mercy more than 16 attentive rounds? The answer is, it is the consciousness that drives the activity. If a spiritual master's and Prabhupada's instruction are to chant 16 attentive rounds and follow four regulative principles, perform 8 hours practical service, not commit Vaishnava Parat, preach the holy name, study the scriptures, honor prasadam, and stay in devotee association, a person doing this, Prabhupada has confirmed he'll go back to Godhead. So in Hindi there is a saying, jitna gud khao daloge utna meetha banega. To the extent that you add sugar, it'll become sweeter. So when we are performing austerity, it is not with the mood that our austerity will make Krishna reveal himself to us. That way Hiranyakashipu would have been eternal in that form, because his austerity is unmatchable. But the anukulyana Krishna anushilanam, how favorably is our mood to please Krishna and the spiritual master through the austerities we are doing. So it could be 16 attentive rounds or 192 attentive rounds. If the mood is to please the spiritual master and Krishna, then the reciprocation will definitely be there and any amount of sins can be eradicated. Conversely, if one may be performing austerity with the assumption that one is a holier than thou attitude, two is I can do better, whatever they can do, I can do better, a mood of demonstration effect, many of these reasons you will not be able to attain Krishna in that way. Let's look at this example again. There is an insect which keeps banging a window pane. You open the door, the window, the insect escapes. Now, answer me this. Did the insect escape because it knocked on the door? Or did the insect escape because we opened the door? No, but you wouldn't bother. Even if you don't open it, it keeps knocking, it's not going to help. That's precisely the point. What we learn in Damodar Ashtakam, in Damodar Leela, is about endeavor and mercy. Our endeavor should be such that, let's put it again, His Holiness Gopalakrishna Goswami Maharaj once mentioned in a room conversation probably with us, some meeting. Room conversation, not in that sense, in a meeting. He said that work like everything depends on your effort. Pray like everything depends on Krishna. So just like there is Pancharatrika Vidhi and Bhagavad Vidhi, there are two tracks of railway track which is used in the Gaudiya Math, we will have to ensure that our endeavor is constant. At the same time, we know that we will be derailed if there is no mercy. So therefore, like Srila Prabhupada prayed, please don't let me fall into Maya. We practice our sadhana, at the same time we keep an intense mood of prayer that Ekaki amar nahi payabal harinam sankirtane. On my own, I cannot do it. I need the association of devotees and your mercy. Sorry. I didn't mean to answer the question in that sense, but.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, in Bhagavad Gita, like Krishna has emphasis, like if you want to become devotee, then he, man manavad man bhakto, he emphasis two times.
Twice. Mm-hmm.
Twice. And similarly, we can see in this 27th verse, Swarnanam, Darshanam, and Dhyanam. So he, again, Krishna has emphasis two times. First to Brahman and wives,
yeah,
when they came, and now to gopis.
Good question, I missed that point. Thank you. Yeah.
So to get the love of separation, to get the Krishna Prema, so this is what we need to do. Like, can you put more light
Thank
on
you.
This verse?
Thank you. The one thing that we tell a lot of people when they especially come new to Krishna consciousness process is that you don't see Krishna with your eyes, you see Krishna with your ears. There's so many devotees. We talk about Prabhupada and his association with Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, but what about those disciples of Srila Prabhupada who would have barely had association with him? Just a few minutes. Many times. I know of one contemporary Acharya whose only personal interaction with Prabhupada was when Prabhupada gave him Brahmin initiation and spoke and told him how to count on the fingers. That's it. But he is today a prolific author and also someone who is a great exponent of the Vedic way of life. So the fact remains that Shravanam, an Ashtanga yogi came to Prabhupada once and so he told him all the Yama, Niyama, Dharana, Dhyana, all that stuff he said. And he asked Srila Prabhupada, what is your process of Bhakti Yoga? So Prabhupada said, our process begins with hearing the transcendental sound vibration. So, just like Shrutva Gunan Bhuvana Sundara, how Rukmini ji tells about the Supreme Lord, merely by hearing about Krishna, she developed an attachment for Krishna. So many devotees, just by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, have started chanting 16 rounds. There are instances of them not having even got any devotee association, the only association being Srila Prabhupada's books. So how does it work? So the transcendental process of sound vibration, because this is anavritti shabdat as per the Vedanta Sutra. This is that transcendental sound vibration which will prevent the repetition of material birth and death. So therefore, we probably don't lay sufficient emphasis on Shravanam. Srila Bhurjan Prabhu, who's my Shiksha Guru, says many times that in his book Japa, you would have read, some of you would have read the 9 keys to good Japa. How many of you have read that? Some of you, okay. It's a good book to read for your japa quality. So there he says that all you have to do is to hear one mantra of Hare Krishna. Forget 15 rounds and 107 repetitions of the mantra. It might have been all miserable. You would not have been attentive. Your mind was wandering. All you have is this one mantra. Listen to that attentively. So we don't lay sufficient emphasis on Shravanam. For a movement which is a Hare Krishna movement, we don't hear Hare Krishna sufficiently, which is probably why the cleansing doesn't happen as much for some of us. Which is the fact that it's as important as it is to chant attentively is to what makes it chanting attentively. Attentive chanting means you are able to do, you are able to perform attentive hearing. So Shravanam of the holy name is significant. Hearing about the Supreme Lord whenever we can, when devotees meet, how often do we discuss Krishna Katha? Honestly, we say Tushyanti cha Ramanti cha. Let's touch our heart and say, how often do we discuss Krishna Katha when we meet each other? So if we can add that little bit more of Shravanam into our lives, it'll be far easier. I'm giving a strange parallel. You heard of Shravan Kumar, right? From the Puranas. He was most surrendered to his parents. For us, this process of Shravanam should be similar. As surrendered to the process of Shravanam of the Supreme Lord, like Shravan Kumar was surrendered to his parents. Is that fine? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nidhanidhai Gaur Sitanath Premanante. Thank you very much for your patient hearing. Hare Krishna.